From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Russian Air Force Tuesday launched a major operation in Syria's Idlib and Homs provinces. Russian media say the airstrikes were aimed at Islamic State militants and fighters from the Nusra Front. In Washington, the State Department strongly criticized Russia for the new attacks.
We strongly condemn the resumption of airstrikes in Syria by the Russians as well as the Syrian regime. The most recent reported attacks are on 5 hospitals and 1 mobile clinic in Syria. We believe it's a violation of international law.
Meanwhile, Syrian government aircraft renewed barrel bomb attacks on the city of Aleppo. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes were the first to hit eastern Aleppo since October 18th. President Obama was in Greece Tuesday, assuring America's European allies that the U.S. will retain its commitment to NATO under the presidency of Donald Trump. On his last foreign trip as president, Mr. Obama said NATO, quoting now, provides significant continuity even as we see a transition of government in the United States. The U.S. leader also called on NATO leaders to spend more on defense. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence Tuesday discussed key appointments in their new administration. No public announcements came out of the day-long meeting at Trump's New York home. Aides are signaling that former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani could be named Secretary of State. U.S. media reports say that retired Army General Michael Flynn, once the head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, is a possible pick as National Security Advisor. Trump has more than 4,000 jobs to fill in the U.S. government as he prepares to take office on January 20th. This is VOA News. Signs of the long, divisive presidential contest that nearly tore the Republican Party apart were nowhere to be seen on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Republican members of the House of Representatives easily renominated Paul Ryan to the Speaker of the House.
This leadership team is unified. This entire House Republican Conference is unified. And we are so eager to get to work with our new president-elect to fix America's pressing problems.
As Republicans presented a unified front, House Democrats met just down the hall with decisions on leadership roles delayed until Thursday. At least one representative plans to challenge current leader Nancy Pelosi for the top leadership post. Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila addressed Parliament Tuesday, one day after his government resigned in accordance with an agreement that keeps him in office until elections scheduled for 2018. His 45-minute speech was punctuated by frequent applause. An opposition group is demanding the president step down. Mr. Kabila warned that he cannot allow the country to be taken hostage by what he called a fringe of the political class. Kabila said he would shortly appoint a new prime minister to lead the DRC to elections. The election of Donald Trump is casting a cloud over the conference of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. President-elect Trump, during the recent campaign, vowed to rip up the Paris Agreement on climate change. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the new president will have to face reality.
We have seen many such campaign rhetorics in not only in the United States, in many parts of the world. But as President Obama said in his press remarks, press conference yesterday, that he may have to understand the reality.
Trump's election is also expected to overshadow the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting scheduled for later in the week. Many leaders are concerned about Trump's opposition to the U.S.-led Trans-Pacific Partnership, which still has not been approved by the U.S. Congress. An Egyptian court has thrown out a death sentence against former President Mohamed Morsi and ordered a retrial on charges connected to a prison break during the 2011 uprising. The Court of Cassation said Tuesday 5 other co-defendants will also get new trials. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.